Welcome to Home Lab Highlights, the show that surfaces practical home lab wins and useful self-hosted tools. A Reuters investigation reported by Ars Technica reveals Meta's ambitious and ultimately scrapped plan to become what they called AI native. The plan, codenamed Project OT, explored scenarios where some teams would be reduced by as much as 60%, with AI agents taking over daily work. The idea was to have small human teams overseeing AI that would perform thousands of routine tasks. According to the report, Meta confirmed they ran this scenario planning exercise earlier this year, which did result in moving thousands of employees to new teams, but they didn't move forward with the most aggressive cuts. The plan called for two rounds of layoffs. One happened in May, but the second wave in November was canceled.
What's particularly interesting for anyone running automated systems is why Meta pulled back. Internal posts reportedly pointed to AI agents making what they called large-scale disruptive actions that humans are unlikely to execute. This led to a 40% increase in major technical and security incidents compared to the prior year, with employee time spent resolving those problems increasing by as much as 70%. That's the kind of pattern home lab operators recognize. Automation doing exactly what it's told, but not what you actually wanted. The report notes that while code changes internally were up 220% year over year, changes that actually reached users were only up 36%. So a lot of churn without corresponding user benefit. The financial and operational implications are sobering. They were paying for massive compute to generate code changes that mostly didn't ship, and dealing with those disruptive incidents consumed huge amounts of time. Zuckerberg acknowledged in July that agent development wasn't accelerating as expected. The internal documents show they were exploring using AI to perform much of the daily work performed by thousands of human employees, a vision that clearly ran into the messy reality of complex systems.
Over in security news, Bleeping Computer reports that hackers are now actively exploiting a critical vulnerability in Gitay. The flaw allows for remote code injection, meaning attackers can execute arbitrary code on servers running vulnerable versions. This isn't theoretical anymore. Exploits are happening in the wild. That's the kind of news that should prompt immediate updates for anyone self-hosting Gitay instances. For a self-hosted Git service, a remote code execution vulnerability is about as serious as it gets.
The Gitay team has released patches, though the full details are still under embargo. What's particularly concerning is that the exploit doesn't require authentication in some configurations, so even instances behind basic auth might be vulnerable if they're exposed to the internet. That means checking your Gitay deployment right now is worth the time. Also from Bleeping Computer, Ubiquiti has patched three maximum severity security vulnerabilities in their products. Max severity typically means remote code execution or similar critical issues. For home labs running Ubiquiti networking gear, this is another prompt to check for firmware updates.
Network gear often gets overlooked in update cycles because it's infrastructure, not an application. But these devices are internet-facing by design, making them prime targets. The Ubiquiti advisory mentions that one of the vulnerabilities affects the Unify Network application, which a lot of home labs run to manage switches and access points. They're rating all three as 9.8 or higher on the CVVSS scale, which puts them in the patch immediately category. The updates started rolling out this week.
And shifting gears completely, the AI for Humans podcast covered a mysterious new AI model called 0x Alpha that appeared out of nowhere. According to their episode, it's completely free for now and reportedly really good at coding tasks. Nobody is claiming responsibility for creating it. The podcast hosts tested it and found it lives up to the coding hype, with 128,000 context window useful for larger code bases. They also tested a new video model called Minimax H3 Max from Thal, spending real money to see if the speed claims held up. The results were mixed, but the whole episode is a look at these emerging, sometimes ephemeral AI tools.
Those security patches for Gitya and Unify are the headline, but the practical step of actually checking your versions is the tool highlight. For Gitya, if you're self-hosting, the command line check is straightforward. You can run gitya/version on your server, or check the admin dashboard under site administration if you have web access. The article notes the vulnerability is being actively exploited. So even if you're behind a reverse proxy or firewall, verifying you're on the latest patched version is a 5-minute task that avoids a much bigger headache.
For Unify, the process depends on your setup. If you're using a Unify OS console like a Dream Machine, the update should appear in the system settings. If you're self-hosting the network application on a Linux server or in a Docker container, you'll need to update that application separately. The Bleeping Computer article stresses these are maximum severity issues, so it's not just a feature update, it's a security necessity. The takeaway is that for core infrastructure services, especially those exposed to the internet, having a quick way to check version status pays off. A simple note in your home lab documentation with the check commands for services like Gitia, Unify, or your reverse proxy can save time when these alerts drop.
Exactly. And if you're automating updates, which is a great goal, make sure you have a way to monitor that the automation actually succeeded. A failed update that leaves you vulnerable is worse than knowing you need a manual patch. The meta story earlier is a reminder at scale. Automation without verification can create its own problems. For our scale, a quick manual check after an automated update or a health check script that confirms the service is running the new version adds that crucial guardrail.
Coming back to that meta story about AI agents causing disruptive actions, that's something every home lab operator can relate to on a smaller scale. Whether it's a cron job that deletes the wrong files, a backup script that fills the disk, or a monitoring alert that goes haywire, automation doing exactly what it's told with unfortunate results is a shared experience. The Meta experience shows this scales all the way up. Their internal metrics showed a huge increase in code churn without corresponding user benefit. That's the home lab version of over-engineering a solution that creates more work than it saves.
What's useful is it reinforces good practices. Start small, monitor closely, and have kill switches ready. Even with all their resources, Meta found that agentic AI wasn't ready to replace human oversight at scale. For home labs, that means don't let automation touch production data without safeguards, and definitely keep regular backups before letting any script make changes. One commenter in the Ars thread shared an experience where an automated snapshot cleanup script worked for months until a time zone change caused it to miscalculate dates and delete a week's worth of snapshots needed for a restore.
Their takeaway was to always build in manual confirmation for destructive operations, no matter how reliable the automation seems. That's the kind of lesson Meta learned the hard way. Their internal review found that AI agents would sometimes optimize systems by removing redundant components, only to break dependencies elsewhere. It's the home lab version of deleting a package you think you don't need, then finding out other services depended on it. Automation is powerful, but it needs guardrails and human judgment.
That's Home Lab Highlights for Wednesday. Until next time, happy hosting.